One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
You ever walk into a room, feel a chill run down your spine, and know, just know, that something is watching you? Maybe you glance over your shoulder and see nothing, but that nagging feeling won't let go. What if that feeling wasn't just paranoia? What if there was something, someone there? Just out of sight, but close enough to breathe down your neck. That's exactly what happened to one of our listeners after moving into a house that seemed innocent enough at first. But then, subtle voices, strange faces appearing in the walls, and chilling encounters started to creep in. Ever feel like your foot's being grabbed in the middle of the night? Not the cozy, "Hey, I'm here," type of grab. No, this is more like the kind that leaves a lingering sensation, the kind that reminds you you're not alone, even when you want to be. And what about the red orb? Appearing just before a paralyzing attack, an orb that seems to mock your helplessness as it floats by after it's had its fun. Could this be a malevolent spirit or something worse? And how do you explain away scratches appearing on your girlfriend's forehead in the morning, or doors falling off their hinges with perfect lethal timing? Yeah, it sounds like the stuff of nightmares, right? But this isn't fiction. This is one person's reality. So what is it? Some dark energy draining the life out of them? Or maybe, just maybe, there's something deeper. A story that's been buried in the walls of that house for decades, waiting for someone to stir it awake. Let me ask you this. What would you do if the next time you laid down to sleep, you couldn't tell if you were dreaming or if something or someone was right there holding you down? All right, you ready for this? Here's what they wrote. "Dear Tony, I never expected my life to become the subject of a horror story, but here I am, writing to you because I need answers. I've been living in this old house for a couple of years now, and what started as subtle oddities has escalated into something I can't shake off, no matter how much I try to rationalize it. I'm experiencing things that defy logic. Things that make me wonder if I'm on the verge of losing my mind or if something else is happening here. Something darker. It all began with small things, the kind you might shrug off. You know, those moments where you hear a sound and think, must have been the wind, or it's just the house settling. But this was different. It started with a voice, a child's voice, to be precise. A girl. Now, I don't have kids, so hearing a young girl's voice in my home was unnerving, to say the least. The first few times I convinced myself it was just a toy in the next room or some strange echo from outside, but it wasn't. It was close, and it was clear. One time while I was in the bathroom, I heard it again. It said, "Welcome." Just that. Plain, casual, almost friendly. Welcome. That's when I knew it wasn't a toy, it wasn't my imagination, it was something else. I haven't heard the voice since, but that was just the beginning. Not long after, I noticed something strange on the wall in the hallway. It's the bathroom wall, and whenever the light hits it just right, you can see it. There's a face, a young woman's face, and she looks sad. It's not a shadow. I've stood there, moved the light, and watched the shadows shift, but the face doesn't. It's just there. Sad. Unmoving. And what's even weirder is that where the face appears, the wall is slightly bulging, like it's pressing out from the inside. From there, things escalated quickly. One night, I woke up to the sound of voices. The TV was on, but this wasn't coming from the TV. It was a deep voice, and I couldn't understand what it was saying. It wasn't in English, but it sounded ancient, if that makes sense, like some old language from another time. It gave me chills, but I tried to tell myself it was just the TV, maybe some weird signal interference, except deep down I knew it wasn't. And then there was the thing with my mom. She came to stay with me for the weekend, and one morning she told me she heard someone say, "Hello, clear as day." She thought it was me or maybe someone at the door, but there was no one there. Later that same day, she swears she saw her hairbrush fly out of her bag, straight up in the air and onto the floor. Now, my mom's not the type to make up stories, and the way she told it, I could see the fear in her eyes. That's when I knew I wasn't imagining things. Something was happening in this house. But what really pushed me over the edge was what happened one afternoon after a nap. I woke up groggy with my back to the edge of the bed, and I felt it. There was someone standing behind me, whispering in my ear. The voice was soft, low, and I couldn't make out most of the words, but the last one stuck with me. "Valos." I don't even know what that means, but it sent a chill straight through me. At the same time, I felt this stabbing sensation in my head, like something was jabbing into me, not physically, but spiritually, if that makes sense. That's when I realized this wasn't just a haunting. This was something far more dangerous. And then there was the door incident. Our bedroom door was old and had come off its hinges, so we propped it up in the doorway until we could fix it. It was heavy, and I was always careful not to bump it. But one day, as I was walking toward the window, the door flew at me. I'm not talking about it just falling. It was like it had been thrown. I barely dodged it. If I hadn't moved when I did, it would have slammed right into me. After that, it was like the house started coming alive. We'd hear noises coming from the kitchen, footsteps, whispers, things moving around. One night, while my partner was in the kitchen, a toy was flung from the counter to the floor, hard. It didn't just fall, it was thrown with force. We tried to brush it off, but we couldn't shake the feeling that something was watching us, following us from room to room. Then the scratches started. My partner woke up one morning with 3 deep scratches on her forehead. At first, we thought maybe she'd scratched herself in her sleep, but then it happened again. This time, the scratches were on her back, then her neck, and they weren't the kind of scratches you could make by accident. They were deep, deliberate, and they happened more than once. But the worst part? The sleep paralysis. Now, I know what people say about sleep paralysis, that it's just your brain waking up before your body. But this was different. I wasn't asleep when it happened. I'd be lying there, wide awake, and all of a sudden it would hit me. This weight pressing down on my chest, pinning me to the bed. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I'd try to call out to my partner, but all I could manage was a whisper. I'd try to move my hand, but it felt like my body was frozen. And every time it happened, I could feel it. There was something in the room with me. I couldn't see it, but I could feel it. Cold. Dark, watching, waiting. One night I saw it, or at least I think I did. Right before the paralysis hit, I saw a red orb floating above me. It wasn't big, but it was there, glowing, and then I was pinned down again, unable to move, unable to breathe. When it finally stopped, the orb was gone. I've seen that orb twice now. Both times I've been left paralyzed, terrified, unable to move, And both times, I felt it. This overwhelming sense of dread, like something is feeding off my fear. Tony, I'm at a loss. I don't know what's happening in this house, but I'm scared. I'm scared for myself, and I'm scared for my partner. I need to know. What is this thing? Is it trying to drain my energy? Is it trying to take something from me? Or am I just the latest victim of something far more sinister? Please, Tony, if you have any insight, I need to know. I can't keep living like this. You know, what gets me the most about this kind of story isn't just the eerie details or the physicality of it all, the scratches, the voices, the orbs. It's the fact that something seems to have a real agenda here. And it's not just some mindless haunting. This thing, whatever it is, feels personal. It seems to target specific moments, like when you're at your most vulnerable, lying in bed, trying to sleep, when your defenses are down. It's as if this presence knows how to keep you on edge, teetering between fear and desperation. And that's what makes it so insidious. But let's take a step back for a moment. Could this be purely paranormal? The red orbs, the scratches, the sleep paralysis, these are classic signs that people report in haunted locations. That sudden, unexplained weight on your chest, the sensation of being pinned down while fully awake. It sounds like the kind of encounters people describe when they're dealing with an oppressive entity, maybe even something malevolent. Now, traditionally, an entity like this could be considered a poltergeist, a type of spirit known for causing physical disturbances, moving objects, and sometimes even leaving marks on the living. Poltergeists are often said to feed off emotional energy, especially fear. If you think about it, this all fits the pattern, right? The more terrified you become, the stronger it seems to get. But here's where things get complicated. Not everything we experience in the dark corners of our lives is supernatural. Sometimes our brains can be the real culprits. I know it's not what you want to hear, but sleep paralysis is a very real, documented phenomenon. It happens when your mind wakes up before your body does. Your muscles are still paralyzed from REM sleep, but your brain is fully aware. Combine that with the natural fight-or-flight response we all have, and it's not hard to imagine why your mind might conjure up a sense of something sinister lurking nearby. The red orb, the sensations of being touched, pinned down, they could be manifestations of sleep paralysis, coupled with what psychologists refer to as hypnagogic hallucinations. In this state, your brain can project terrifying images or sounds, convincing you that something is in the room with you. You feel paralyzed because you are, in fact, physically unable to move, and your brain fills in the blanks with fear and dread. But then again, that doesn't explain everything, does it? How do we account for the scratches, the voices, the face in the wall that doesn't disappear no matter how much the light changes? These are elements that are much harder to dismiss with science. And the fact that others, your partner, your mother, have witnessed these things too, makes it even more difficult to chalk it all up to imagination. There's also a theory that certain environments, older homes particularly, can hold on to energy, almost like a tape recorder. These residual hauntings, as they're called, don't interact with the living. They just play out over and over. Could the sad face in the wall or even the orb be a part of that? A lingering echo from a past life in the house? Or is it something darker? If we're dealing with something intelligent, something that's interacting with you and feeding off your fear, then we might be looking at a more malevolent entity. Something not human. Entities like these are often drawn to emotional turmoil, using your fear as a way to establish control. The scratches on your partner, the feeling of being watched, the escalating sense of dread, these are all signs that this thing could be trying to exert dominance, maybe even to drive you out. But then again, why does it seem to pull back sometimes? You mentioned the orb leaving the room after the attack, almost as if it had finished what it came to do. That kind of behavior suggests it's more than just a mindless spirit. It has an agenda, and that agenda seems to revolve around fear. So what do you do about it? You could try cleansing rituals, smudging with sage, holy water, or even calling in a professional to bless the house. But I think the real question is, do you want to confront it? Or do you want to try to coexist with it? Sometimes these things don't leave until you confront them directly, letting them know that you won't be dominated by fear. Other times, though, well, it's not that simple. Maybe the answer lies somewhere between the paranormal and the psychological. Maybe this entity thrives in that gray area where reality and imagination blur. It could be that the more fear and attention you give it, the more power it gains. Or maybe, just maybe, it's something far beyond our understanding. Now, what do you think? Is it a restless spirit looking for recognition? Or is it something darker, something feeding off the energy it creates in your life? I'm Tony Bruschi, and if you're as hooked on these chilling true stories as I am, hit that subscribe button. We're dropping new episodes every day, stories that'll keep you up at night just like this one. All right, you ready for this? Here's what they wrote.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.